Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is like to welcome in Adam Kaplan. He's brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premier business bank, and he's a 95.7 The Game NFL insider. Adam, we're having some fun here, giving grades out to some position players for the 49ers. How would you grade Jimmy Garoppolo through the first four games?
Guys, I would give him a B-. That would be my grade. He's gotten better lately. He's making better throws. He's getting his timing down better with his receivers. And it's good to see George Kittle get more involved. He had been relatively quiet before this game. I like that. I would say this. He'll only get better the more he plays. When I was on the station before the season started, I warned people to be patient. The first half would be a struggle because he's coming back from ACL reconstruction. It's never good. It's really never what it should be or what you hope it would be the first half of the season, typically when these quarterbacks come back from this injury. So got to be patient. But look, bottom line is the guy continues to win. His record as a starter with the 49ers is very, very strong.
Adam, I just can't ignore the fact that the Niners' defense and running game is what I deem real. So I'm watching just like the rest of us to see who can stop it. And I was just telling the fellas, you know, when you look at the 49ers' 4-0 record, the naysayers are they haven't played anybody. Then I go look at New England. I go look at Kansas City, Dallas. Nobody's played anybody. I guess what I'm saying, Adam, like Jerry Rice on a good day, it seems like the NFL's wide open.
Well, the Patriots are the best team, okay? Let's take a look at this very quickly here. The Patriots are playing the best defense they've probably played in the last 20 years. They go man coverage almost the entire game. They've shut down everyone. Yeah, you're right. Their schedule's been great. Now, and boy, they're facing a injury-depleted Giant team at home tomorrow night. Probably it's going to rain in that game.
Yeah.
Right. And they're going to be playing in the rain. They're going to be playing in the rain. They'll dominate that game. But they've also had a very good – they've probably had the easiest schedule – of the National Football League through 5 weeks. Now, the Rams are going to give them a test. This game's in the Coliseum. I would expect the 49er fans to travel pretty well there. This is a short flight. I've made that flight from San Fran to L.A. before, from SFO. It's not too bad. The Rams have shown some vulnerabilities on defense. This will certainly help. This will help, I think, the Niners. But it's really been in the pass game. They're still pretty good against the run. But if the Niners protect, I think there's an ability to get some explosive plays against that Rams secondary, which has really struggled lately.
Adam Kaplan here on 95.7 The Game. I'm going to give you a pass for saying San Fran because you're a good buddy.
Yeah,
You already know,
SFO,
Adam.
SFO, come on, man. I know.
I got you, Adam. You talk about this Reds team being a field goal away from being 4-1. Nah, you're my guy, Adam. You're all good. You get a pass. The Reds a field goal away from being 4-1, but it just feels like something is amiss with that team. I know Gurley hasn't been the same. They lost Sullivan, and they lost Stafford on that offensive line. What have you seen from the LA Rams that, I get it, they're 3-2 and a field goal away from 4-1, but what is off with them? What have you seen from the LA Rams so far, Adam?
Though I'd say in the last game, Bonte, that I like the usage of Gerald Everett, who, speaking to the Rams, they were expecting him to have a breakout season. His last 2 weeks, he's got 19 pass targets. He's really getting the job done at tight end. He's their athletic move tight end. But you mentioned their offensive line. They've got two offensive line changes. John Sullivan, who's retired, and they've got two changes. Brian Allen at center and Note Boom at left guard. Those are big changes. Now this is their second year, first year as starters. I think that's been a problem. I don't think the running game is as nearly explosive. And Marcus Peters, you know, he had played fairly well the first three or four games, but, man, he got torched, and their secondary did not play well. They're not getting the big sack numbers also that they got last year. Now, Clay Matthews is going to miss a significant time due to his broken jaw, so that's going to be a problem. There's a real opportunity here for the Niners to steal a game at L.A. in that Coliseum. I've been there. I've been at the Coliseum. They do not have the best home crowd. There are generally a lot of transient fans that go there to support the visiting team. I'll be very interested to see what kind of 49er fan base shows up for that game. I wouldn't shock me if it's 30-40% Niners.
Adam, what happens if and when a team can kind of take the 49ers run away? And what would a team have to do to start doing that?
It's not easy because when you're going with the zone game, when you're going with zone, inside zone and outside zone, it's hard. And the one thing the Niners have is really good athleticism in the interior. Having Richburg back, folks, do not underestimate his return healthy. That is a huge thing. I know that really was an issue last season, not having him when they needed him. So getting him back is going to help. But I also think the better opponents, Aaron Donald, they're going to have a plan. Not that you could stop Aaron Donald, but he will blow up your run game if you don't have a great plan. That, to me, is something to keep an eye on. Not only this game, but as we go forward, how teams adjust, because they're going to have to. The Niner run game, and now that with Tevin Coleman back, boy, did he look great coming back from his high ankle sprain. He looked tremendous. You get him going, and the other thing the Niners would love to get going is that screen game with Coleman. I know when Shanahan and Coleman were together with the Falcons years ago, they were really good in that area. That's something for the fans to keep an eye on as we go forward here.
Adam, in the history of sports, there's nothing like when you watch and you know you're watching a great coach. And Kyle Shanahan, his dad's a Super Bowl winning coach. But when I'm watching these games, these Niner games, Adam, I feel like he's on the field. I feel like his team's prepared. And whatever he's calling in regard to the run game doesn't have a number one wide receiver. I guess what I'm asking you, if you look at his overall record, it's not sexy. But is he in the fast lane, Kyle Shanahan, is becoming the NFL's next great coach, or do I need to slow down a bit?
Yeah, I think Guru, you got to slow down a bit. I'm a big supporter of Kyle. I think he's a good coach. His usage of personnel is the reason why I think the offense will probably be better than it should be, because if you look at the receiver core, you scratch your head. You're like, how are they going to score? But by scheme, he does such a great job of creating space for running backs, and that's part of it. I remember talking to Carlos Hyde a couple years ago at training camp. He said he'd never had such great rush lanes to run through. And it's because of the space that Kyle creates in their inside zone and outside zone. He does a great job with it. But they've got to get Pettis to get the job done here. He has not looked as good as he did last year so far. Goodwin's just starting to get loose with some explosive plays. They need more. They need Samuel to be more of a part of the pass game. And I mentioned Kittle earlier. I expect his role to grow here. But losing Kyle Juszczyk, do not underestimate that. Folks, that's a big one. They're going to have to get the two tight ends more involved. Levine Toilolo, who's the only reason why he's on the team, is because he can block. But Kyle's such an athletic fullback, and talking to someone close to the situation, Juszczyk thinks he could beat that timeline of 4 to 6 weeks, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Oh, man, those are all great points, Adam. I'm glad you ventured over to the wide receivers. We always talk about, do the Niners need a bona fide number one receiver? Who would be out there for the 49ers to trade for if they believe they do need a bona fide wide receiver? But I feel like the next quarter of the season, we're going to need to see one of these receivers step up. And you're absolutely right about Juszczyk. That's a huge blow because they line up outside in the slot. He runs screens, runs the ball. I mean, he does everything for this football team. But, Adam, do you think at the end of the season the Niners will need another wide receiver to come into the room and maybe take the pressure off of Kittle and Garoppolo?
I think before we're 3 weeks away from the trade deadline. So they have three games before the deadline. But if they're going to be not only a playoff team, but go deep in the playoffs, which would be really incredible, because they're ahead of schedule. If you remember on your show, I said 8 to 9 wins, max 10 if everything worked out right. And now they clearly could surpass the 10-win number, but we'll see. They're going to have to add – to me, they have to add someone explosive, a wide receiver, or a veteran who's done it before. And you know what you do? You look at the teams that are losing, the teams that are playing for next year where they need to get rid of a salary. So we'll have names for you on next week's Wednesday show. They're probably going to add a veteran corner at some point. It doesn't need to be a superstar. That's not what they need. They could just use someone for depth purposes. I think that and also, look, Skoll at right tackle and left tackle for Staley. He's done a good job so far. I'm a little bit surprised by that, and they're certainly helping him. But let's just see against the Rams this week. This, to me, is the real litmus test. On the road, against a really good defensive front. Let's see how he plays. That'll go a long way determining whether they make a move on the offensive line.
Adam, before I let you go, I got to ask you, I'm from back east, but the two guys I work with, they're natives from out here. And in about an hour and 15 minutes, we're going to have Howard Eskin on. And
I got a story about Howard. Hey, by the way, do this. Ask Howard who his best intern was in 1984.
I will.
That's the best.
You know, by the way, right?
Yeah, I know Howard. So my college internship, my freshman year at Ohio U, was with him. And here's the strangest thing in the world. I worked for his son last year at WIP. Spike is a tremendous radio programmer. It's really amazing. Some of the people I've worked for. That was my first media job in 1984, 18 years old. And I became Howard's intern. Yeah, I did actually for two semesters. It was quite the experience. Howard's about 80 now, but no, I'm like, don't say that. Don't tell him that. He didn't hear that from me, by the way.
Yeah,
he looks good though for his age.
Hey, I moved out here almost 30 years ago, and he was working in Philly when I moved out. So he's
Don't even tell him, but it's the truth. He was an inspiration for my career. I have to tell you, growing up in the Philadelphia area, he was one of the guys. In his early 30s, he moved from radio to television, and that's what I did when I went to ESPN. He definitely was an inspiration for my career.
Well, I told these guys he works unbelievably hard. So we're going to have some fun with him because awesome. You saw the thing with Richard Sherman, right?
He's crazy. Howard, why does he? It's funny. It took him forever to figure out Twitter, you know, and he would make fun of it. Yeah, I could give you Eskin stories, but I'll tell you what. He's got a good heart, and he certainly helped me through college when I needed something.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks,
Adam.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.